This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The State Department of Environment and Natural Resources has an online air quality page available for those concerned about smoke in the air. Thick smoke from wildfires in Montana and other parts of the West blocked much of the sun in South Dakota and had an impact on temperatures. Barb Rajinsky with the DENR says the information found online can help people avoid respiratory issues.
We have different air monitoring sites around the state, mostly in larger population areas and then in our two park areas, the Wind Cave and Badlands. And the main part of it gives the air quality index, and that is just kind of an easy way for people to tell how the air is by the color coding.
Rajinsky says the weekend's heaviest airborne smoke was measured at Wind Cave National Park on Sunday. Strong winds pushed the smoke out of the state late Monday. Officials say wildfires continue to burn in Montana and in Canada. They say wind currents could push more smoke through the northern plains until the blazes are extinguished. The new drought monitor map from the University of Nebraska's Drought Mitigation Center shows a mixed bag of conditions in South Dakota. Dry patterns continue to shrink East River, but Matthew Dukes with the National Weather Service says there are still plenty of reasons for concern.
We have seen a little bit of a worsening condition, especially in the Black Hills region, where portions of areas near Rapid City and down into the state park system now considered to be into a moderate drought. Now that's one step above the lowest category, which is abnormally dry. So conditions in the southwest part of the state are worsening slightly.
Duke says producers are approaching harvest time and really won't benefit from rain at this point. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the 40s and 50s. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of southwest South Dakota storms. Highs in the 70s and the 80s. This is SDPB News.